If you're reading this, you've probably encountered or heard of several cancer-related money raisers before. Most of us have done Terry Fox runs in school, and some have donated to, or even participated in, various initiatives to join the continuing effort against this insidious group of diseases. What you may not know is that, according to the Canadian Cancer Society, CCS, an estimated 1,950 women died of ovarian cancer in 2023. In fact, survival rates for this particular ailment remain low and have not meaningfully improved in the last half century. Claire Butchar is not going to take that grim outlook lying down. That's why she's organizing her second annual ride for ovarian cancer, a 50-kilometer bike jaunt in Squamish with 1,800 meters of elevation gain. Her goal is to raise at least $5,000, and she's optimistic about reaching it since her first event 2 years ago produced nearly $8,000. Ovarian cancer affects a lot of women and it's basically terminal, said the former professional downhiller. I refuse to believe that it's going to stay that way. We need to fight for more awareness and more funding. For Butchar, the battle is personal. She lost her mom to ovarian cancer when she was 17 years old, an event that understandably rocked her world. The longtime Whistleride essentially had to grow up overnight, but now she cherishes the opportunity to ride on in her mother's memory. Time to give back. Butchar chased her athletic dreams for decades, and has plenty to show for it. She owns a bronze medal from the 2011 World Championship in Champéry, Switzerland, made Team Canada on a dozen separate occasions, and is the 2009 national title holder. Now, she wants to give back. There's more than one way for Butchar to do that, of course. She works in graphic design at Cro-Mag Bikes in Function Junction and has been a prolific brand ambassador for some time. She also coaches the Canadian squad at Worlds most years. Yet, there's obviously something different about raising money for cancer research. Sport is important in our culture. I very much supported it, and now I support all the young athletes, Butchar said. But this community supported me so much for so many years, and it's time to give back, to pay it forward a little bit more. To be able to do something like this, where I can give back to a cause through my riding, is super cool. Butchar mounted up and hit the road in 2022, determined to see her newfound mission through. A crew of close friends rallied to join her on what turned out to be a memorable 8-hour trek beneath sunny skies and rain alike. 50 kilometers may not sound like much to an experienced rider, but single and double track trails early in the spring can pose a stiff challenge to those who have been hibernating all winter. It was really special to have other people believe in the cause, because we're all affected, said Butchar. It's our mothers, sisters, wives, aunts. Women in our lives that are integral. And, that first ride, was a long day, a wake-up call to the legs. The former World Cup athlete wants to see an uptick in preemptive surgeries for women who are at risk of ovarian cancer, as well as more education and awareness on how to mitigate one's risk through healthy lifestyle choices. A cure is the obvious and ultimate goal, but there are numerous milestones that can and hopefully will be reached along the way. A family emergency forced Butchar to cancel her 2023 fundraiser, but it's back and slated for Saturday, April 6. Money raised will go towards Ovarian Cancer Canada, the lone registered Canadian charity focused on eliminating and reducing the disease's impact from coast to coast. All who donate $50 or more will have a chance to win a new bike handlebar, stem and saddle from Cro-Mag Bikes, valued at over $450. Learn more about Butchar's ride for ovarian cancer at noca.convio.net/site/tr?px=1701792 and fr_id=1841 and pg=personal.